Many parents, perhaps the majority, admit to losing their tempers and screaming at their kids from time to time. Usually we shrug it off, assuming that not much harm was done. But is that really the case? Deep in the woods of the Solomon Islands lives a tribe of villagers who practice a strange form of logging. When a tree is too large to be felled with an axe, they bring it down by yelling at it. Tribesmen believed to have special powers sneak up on the tree at dawn and scream at the top of their lungs. Day after day, they repeat this practice. Eventually, the tree dies and falls to the ground. It kills the spirit of the tree, they say. Well, I'll admit that I'm a bit skeptical of this practice and that it works on trees, but I'll tell you this much, it'll sure bring down a human being. If you want to kill someone's spirit, yelling is a great way to get it done. And no spirit on earth is more fragile than that of a child. Though we mean no harm when we scream and shout at our kids, there's nothing harmless about it. It's humiliating and it's discouraging to children, and it often leaves scars that will last for a lifetime. Now, admittedly, children will be irresponsible at times, and they're going to get on our nerves every now and then. Still, they deserve and need to be treated with dignity and respect. Resist the temptation to yell at them.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.